Today we're building one of the most effective weapons in old-school jungle and DNB arrangement, a rewind-worthy pre-drop fill in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about throwing a bunch of random drum chaos at the end of a section and hoping it feels hype. In this style, the fill is a micro-arrangement. It has shape, it tightens up, destabilizes the listener, and then releases the energy so the drop feels inevitable. That's the vibe we're chasing. Breakbeat drama, a little grime, a little control, and that one more time energy that makes people want the drop again. We're working around 170 to 174 BPM, which is right in the pocket for jungle and old-school flavored DNB. You can use this for a one-bar fill if you want something sharper and more modern, or a two-bar fill if you want more of that classic tension and release storytelling. First thing, don't start by drawing notes. Start by thinking about phrasing. In DNB, the strongest fills usually live right at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section. So zoom out in arrangement view and find the last bar or two before the drop. If you know where the drop lands, everything becomes easier. The fill is not a standalone drum solo. It is a transition device. If you want a cleaner, DJ Tool-style transition, go with one bar. If you want more jungle suspense, go with two bars. Personally, I like keeping both versions around. The shorter one can be the practical mix version, and the longer one can be the rewind bait version for the main arrangement. Now let's build the fill from the drum identity of the track. If your tune is break-led, keep it break-led. If it's layered programmed drums and breaks, don't suddenly switch into a totally different drum language just because it's the fill. The audience should feel that the fill belongs to the track. A great workflow in Ableton Live 12 is to drag your break into simpler, switch to slice mode, and slice by transient. That gives you a fast way to audition different break edits. If you want even more control, split the break into a drum rack and give yourself individual pads for kick, snare, ghost snare, hats, rim shots, and toms. For that old-school jungle character, classics like Amen, Think, or Hot Pants are still absolute gold. Dusty, mid-range heavy, and full of attitude. That's what gives the fill the correct cultural DNA. When you program the actual notes, don't overcomplicate the first pass. A strong approach is to keep the first half of the bar fairly close to the original groove, then increase the density in the second half, and finish with a strong snare or tom pickup into the downbeat. That quote the groove, then mutated idea is important. You're not replacing the beat, you're evolving it. If the slices feel too soft, add a bit of transient emphasis. If you're using drum rack, you can tune some ghost hits down a couple of semitones, maybe -2 to -5, just to make them feel grittier and more worn in. And if the break feels too gridlocked, use groove pool with a classic swing feel so it breathes a little more. Here's a teacher note that matters a lot. The difference between a fill that works and one that feels flat is often velocity shape. Not just the pattern, the contour. Ghost hits should not all be equal. The accents should actually mean something. A fill with intention almost always has a clear energy arc, even if it's only 4 to 8 main events. Once the MIDI idea is there, resample it. This is where the fill starts to sound like a record, not just a sequence. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record the fill. Then trim it tightly, clean up the clip edges, and add fades so you're not fighting clicks. Now you can do the fun stuff. Reverse a tail, nudge the timing a little. Pitch the last snare or tom down by 3 to 7 semitones for that classic jungle slump. If you need more flexibility, warp the audio carefully and use Complex Pro when the pitch movement needs to stay musical. This resampling step is huge because it gives you attitude and control at the same time. It stops being just drum programming and becomes part of the arrangement sound design. Next, add a snare drag or tom turnaround. This is one of the strongest pre-drop gestures in the whole genre. A snare drag is basically two little ghost snare hits leading into a main snare. A tom turnaround is a descending little run that feels like it's pulling the track toward the drop. You can also use a break to snare accent pattern if you want something more chopped and raw. For sound choice, a layered snare in drum rack works great. A pitch tom from Simpler is perfect for that descending motion. You can even use a short break slice with a bit of tail if you want it to feel more organic. For a tight fill, keep the snare decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. For tom movement, try a 2 to 5 semitone descent across the fill. And don't ignore velocity ranges. Ghost notes can live around 20 to 60, while main accents can sit much higher, around 90 to 127. If the drum fill needs more body, put drum bus on the fill bus, but keep it tasteful. a little drive, a touch of crunch, and be very careful with boom. You usually do not want the fill to steal the sub from the drop. Now we get to the part where the advanced stuff really starts to matter. Automation. The best fills are not just busier. They're shaped. In other words, tension is created by contrast. So automate your filter, width, send levels, and gain so the listener feels the drop before it even arrives. A really effective move is to put auto filter on the fill bus and sweep it from something like 300 Hz up to 8 or even 12 kHz. That opens the sound into the drop. You can also use utility to narrow the fill bus down to mono or near mono in the last beat, then let the drop explode wide again. That width collapse trick is seriously effective. It makes the downbeat feel massive, because the ear experiences a sudden return of space. You can also throw a little echo or reverb on the final hit, then cut it hard right before the drop. That little ghost tail creates suspense without washing out the groove. And if you want a more metallic, darker tension, a subtle frequency shifter or a touch of redux can give the fill just enough bite. Another great move is to automate the bass out of the way. Sometimes the biggest fill is the one that removes the low end instead of piling on more. If you have a reese or sub running in the drop, mute it or thin it out for the last quarter bar or last bar before the drop. You can do this with utility, clip gain, or simple automation. Just make sure the reedle sub stays mono and clean. That negative space is what makes the drop hit so hard. The kick, snare, and break suddenly have room to breathe, and then when the bass comes back, it feels physically bigger. If you want to make the fill extra dramatic, build a final impact stack. Keep it simple. One transient hit, one noise or reverse swell, and one brief sub or atmospheric accent. For the transient layer, use a snare, rim, or a clap that hits with clarity in the mid-range. For the noise layer, a white noise burst from operator, analog, or an audio sample works well, especially if you open it with auto filter. For the low layer, keep it short, mono, and controlled. Think impact, not huge boom. A chain-like drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8 is a strong starting point for that impact bus. Use a limiter only if you need a safety net. Don't lean on it to create the energy. One thing I want to emphasize here, in darker DNB, the last hit before the drop is often more like a cue than a wall of sound. It should point the listener into the drop, not bury the downbeat. Now, let's talk about a few advanced fill concepts you can borrow depending on the tune. If you want a fake-out drop, make the fill sound like the drop is arriving early. Bring in the main snare accent, maybe even a short bass stab or a sub hit, then cut almost everything for a split second. That tiny void makes the actual drop feel like it's slamming in from nowhere. This is great for rewind moments, because the crowd feels like the drop almost happened twice. If you want a halftime break, slow the fill's energy down emotionally, even if the track tempo doesn't change. Reduce hat density, leave bigger gaps between the snares, and let the toms or break slices breathe. Then snap back into full speed motion on the drop. That creates a tension curve that feels like the track is pulling on the brakes before launching forward again. If you want a call and response feel, split the fill into two voices. Maybe one lane is the break chop and snare movement, and another lane is the reverse noise or tom response. Let them alternate instead of crowding each other. This is especially useful in old school jungle, where the phrasing can feel playful as well as dark. And if you really want variation across a full tune, make a double identity fill. One version dusty and broken, one version tight and modern. You can crossfade between them in different sections so the arrangement doesn't feel copy-pasted. Here's another important coach note. If a fill works in solo but not in context, that usually means frequency masking, not bad writing. So check the overlap between the snare harmonics, bass harmonics, and any effects tails. Most of the time, the fix is not add more stuff, it's make the right stuff clearer. A practical arrangement trick is to use different fill types at different points in the track. Maybe the first pre-drop is restrained and groove-preserving. The second one is wider and more dramatic. The final one is the most aggressive and rewind-ready. The escalation arc gives the tune more story. Also, make your fill reusable. Save it as a drum rack preset, an audio effect rack, or a resampled clip folder. In DNB, speed matters. If you build a fill system once, you can drag it into future tracks and adapt it quickly instead of rebuilding everything from scratch. For the short practice exercise, try this in your next session. Load an amen or your main break into simpler and slice it. Program a one-bar fill with two ghost hits, one snare drag, and one final accent on the last quarter beat. Resample that to audio. Then automate an auto filter sweep, a utility width narrow before the drop, and an echo send on the last hit only. Make a second version, where the bass is muted for the last half bar. Compare both versions in context and pick the one that makes the drop feel more explosive. If you want to go further, build three fills for the same 8-bar section. One classic jungle version, one modern heavy version, and one rewind bait version. Keep them the same length, reuse at least one sound source, and see how much emotion changes just from arrangement choices. So the big recap is this. Build the fill from the drum identity of the track. Use break edits, ghost notes, snare drags, and tom turnarounds. Resample the fill so you can shape it like audio. Use automation for filter, width, echo, reverb, and level. Keep the sub clean and let contrast do the heavy lifting. And above all, make the fill phrase aware, DJ friendly, and reusable.